Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, Rutherford County's place to talk. We're WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
All right, friends, it's time to buckle in tightly. This could be a very wild ride today. Carrie Boylan is in studio.
Thank you, Brian.
Rutherford Issues contributor here, and you've had coffee, so that's why I said it could be a wild ride.
Yeah, well, I'm tired today. One of those days, you know?
A little gloomy out.
Yeah, damp, very English-type weather, but mild, thank goodness. It's not too cold.
It is. Christmas shopping all taken care of?
Oh, yes. Oh, really? Absolutely. Yes. Mm. Still trying to plan what to eat for Christmas Eve, but I'll figure that out.
I'm sure you will.
Yes. Well,
you have a very special guest, so I'm going to turn it all over to you and let you do the introductions.
Thank you very much. Well, I have Sean Barber here, who's founder of Olympus Athletic Club, apparently is the correct term. I just call it my gym. But Sean is here today just to really kind of talk about some of the things that the club does for the community. And Sean very kindly agreed to come on out. And I just want to thank you for coming on into the studio. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and thank you for having me.
Not a problem. I asked Sean to come here today specifically, I think, because I joined the gym, about 3 years ago, About 3 years ago. And specifically, I joined because a friend of mine, Jessica Link, had given me a massage, and she is one of your fitness instructors at the gym, and she just did a great job. So she suggested, why don't you join the gym? So I joined the gym. And to cut a long story short, I noticed that Sean had a lot of charity posters up, and I asked him if he would contribute to Saddle Up, which is our major fundraiser, as you know, at Project Help.
Yes.
And not only did you donate, you made sure that your partners, Ignite Wellness and Jessica Link, put in their donations as well. And so 2 weeks ago, I'm talking to Jason from Toys for Tots, and your name comes up again. So I think, it's that time of year when people are indulging, yet the gym is still flourishing because I'm going. And I asked you if you come here today to talk a bit about some of the programs and sponsorships that you do for the community here in Murfreesboro and Shelbyville, because you're also located out there. And just give us a little bit of insight.
Yes, absolutely. It's great to give back to the community. So many businesses, just in general, it's easy to take, from the community, but it's a lot more fulfilling to give back to the community, to see that you can actually do something to give back to people and see the joy on people's faces, especially during the holiday season. Anytime that Olympus gets a chance to do something, we'll definitely jump on it 100%. Some of the things that we've done this year, again, she's already touched on Project Help, and then the Toys for Tots. We've also done breast cancer awareness, where we'll sell shirts, Olympus Goes Pink, and we'll give a portion of those proceeds back to the breast cancer awareness program. We'll do things for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, where we hold a big block party. We'll give 100% of those proceeds to Make-A-Wish.
I volunteered at that last year.
You did. You actually worked that event for us, I believe, some of the bounce houses and things.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a huge event on Jackson Heights in the parking lot with the fire trucks.
It was scalding hot out there. Scalding hot out there. But, boy, we still got some people to get out there, even in the heat. They might not have stayed out for 10 or 15 minutes, but they came, and that's all that matters to us. We also do lots of – we talk to lots of several students. Bodies and faculties, the middle schools, the high schools, the elementary schools. We'll go to these student bodies and we'll talk to them about exercise, diet, nutrition, what to eat, what not to eat. I think touching on the young people, in America today, is one of the most important things that we can do. There's so much junk food out there, unhealthy food that can be eaten.
Oh, it's that time of year where we get all those nice treats out there. Sure, stop. You're spoiling it for me. But but seriously, you had said to me that when you go in and you speak to these children about the importance of fitness, you also had indicated to me that you're sponsoring some athletic-type programs out there as well.
Yes.
In some of the schools. Why don't you talk to us a little bit more about that and who qualifies for it and how does that work?
Well, everyone qualifies for it, from your elementary, middle, all the way to your high schools. There's, as you know, in Murfreesboro, there are lots of schools here, tons of schools, which means there's a lot of kids. So we try to touch on as many as we can, from basketball, baseball, football, volleyball, soccer, you name it. If it's a sport, we'll try to give just a little bit, even if it's $50, $100,
$150. Oh, you what know, do you do? Sponsoring their program?
Yes, sponsoring their program. Whether whether we're giving them money for shirts or, you know, for cleats or whatever that may do, we'll try to give a little bit to them just to say, okay, here's a little something back. Of course, a lot of these people are members. Their parents are members or their kids are members. And we'll try to hit as many, you know, 80 or 100 of these sponsorships a year. You know, a little bit here and there to try to reach everybody, a little bit for everybody. We'll try to do as many of those as possible on top of the charities that we do.
So you've got somebody in the school. I know someone that was raising funds to get her son through the baseball program. It's ever so expensive. And
it is.
What do you do then once you've gone ahead and you've donated? Is there any kind of follow-up? Because I know the gym. Mm-hmm. The gym is pretty hardcore. I see young people working out there. I want to know, how are you reaching them? Are you going to the schools to talk to them? Are they coming in with their family, with their mother and their father? How is that looking? Because there's a lot of students in your gym.
Right. A lot of them will bring, when we sponsor something, they will bring back, say they'll put our name on a t-shirt or they'll put our name on a plaque as a thank you and they'll bring it back into the gym. They'll bring their friends, their family in the gym. We ask for nothing in return. We really just want to do this to give back to the community. But again, people enjoy that. And, you know, it makes them happy that knowing that we did give a little something, because a lot of people are, it's very tight to give nowadays. As you know, and a lot of people are, it's not that they don't want to give, it's that they can't give.
Right.
And, you know, and we give whatever we can. If we can afford to do it, we will do it. And, you know, it's just to see that the people enjoy it and that they appreciate it. And they'll bring back, like I said, put our name on shirts or plaques or whatnot. That's really all that we ask, you know, is that that they come into the gym and have a good workout and know that we care.
How do you differentiate a teenager that's working out to, say, somebody like me? In terms of, you know, how do you start these kids on this fitness journey if physical ed is not taught per se in schools? Now, I could be wrong, so don't take that as gospel, but
right.
I just remember as a child I was very physical in school.
Yes.
I see that some of those programs are not as rigorous as they used to be.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're helping promote, or are you looking at ways in which to educate these kids when you go out and talk to them on, you know, these open days?
Absolutely. The last school I talked to was Christiano Middle School. I talked to several kids and several groups throughout the day. I was actually surprised at the knowledge that the kids had nowadays about exercise and diet, nutrition, etc. Some of the questions were hilarious. I got asked some very interesting questions.
Give us an example.
Let me think off the top of my head. Somebody asked me if it was okay if they ate, I forget what it was. I think it was Snickers. If they ate a Snickers every 2 hours or every 3 hours, because that's what they liked throughout the day, you know. And I was like, no, of course, that's not what you want to eat. And I, of course, it cracked me up. I was laughing throughout the entire time. But some of the kids were actually they were like, well, you know, sweet potatoes, baked potatoes, chicken, rice, steak.
That's impressive.
Yes, a lot of them knew, and they ate these things throughout the day, which I was impressed. I was like, okay, I'm thinking these kids are going to be eating pizza all the time.
Right.
But again, for example, my son, he's 4.5. I came home last night. His name is Aiden, and I came home last night, and the first thing he did was want to sit on my lap, and he wanted to eat a steak and a baked potato with Daddy. So, you know, leading by example is the key here. As parents, if we lead by example, they're going to want to eat what you eat. Typically, if you sit down, especially as a, you know, a father figure, a mother figure of your child, if you sit down and you're eating these things, they're going to want to eat the exact same things you eat. So if you eat these things and you eat them consistently, you know, on a consistent basis, and you eat healthy, they're going to follow in your footsteps, just like brushing your teeth, taking a shower. It's a lifestyle. And if you teach them at an early age, they're going to carry on this lifestyle as they grow and mature into adults. And it's going to give them the you know, the recipe for success.
It's like what I said is I've actually, when I take Jessica's class, kickboxing, there is actually, I think, a young lady in there. I think she's 14 or 15, and she's working out with her mother, which is crazy for me to see a 15-year-old doing what we're all doing in there. But she's very encouraged by it. How old do they need to be in order to actually work out with the equipment and so forth?
With the equipment, weight resistance, I really wouldn't start a child until they're around, say, 12 or 13.
Oh,
they really don't need weight resistance. But they can start out light, of course. No, you know, the heavyweight is not in the equation. You don't want to do any type of heavyweight. You want to do very high reps and high volume, good intensity, and not push them too hard. They're still growing. You don't want to fuse those growth plates together.
Right.
You want to give time for that child to grow and mature. They can do aerobic type exercises, though, like the Zumba.
Uh-huh.
Any age can do an exercise like that.
I can't. I throw my back out. I swear.
You got to ease into it.
I know.
But you'd be surprised at how these kids will just,
yes,
they'll be able to come in and just wear it out right away,
yeah,
because they're so athletic and agile already, you know.
Right.
And there's different exercise programs that you can do with the kids, like the aerobics programs or the treadmill. If they're big enough to get on the treadmill, put them on a treadmill. If they're big enough to get on an elliptical, put them on it. We've got new kids programs starting up after the first of the year, things of that nature.
What's the new kids? Tell
us. Well, we're going to do some group exercise programs. Group exercise specifically geared for kids, say, under the age of 17.
Okay.
And this is going to be things like Zumba,
right,
kickboxing, jumping jacks, fun things, though. We're going to make it fun for them.
But you will also offer it to those that maybe have an income problem where they might not be able to actually afford to bring their children. You tend to say family members come free.
Absolutely.
In order to promote this wellness and fitness in the gym. So
absolutely,
I do want to bring it back around to talking about these charitable things that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. But we've only got a few more minutes left, and I really want to touch on this because I don't know if many people know this, so I just like to say it. The athletic club is it's a club, but it's a gym of very big muscular men, and I can't, and girls for that matter, and women as well. And what I found out not so long ago, that if you are in a professional or semi-professional bodybuilding contest, if you're anywhere in the United States along the Eastern Seaboard, they will come and train at your club. Now, is that true?
Yes, it is. I'm proud to say that that is true.
How did that happen?
Well, we have been considered by many as a fitness mecca of the Southeast, which is incredible. I never thought that we would actually reach that point. A couple years ago, probably I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago, when I started competing as an NPC bodybuilder,
mm-hmm,
we started bringing in a lot of different athletes and lower level athletes. Well, these athletes, including myself and others, started competing and winning at a state level, and then moved on to a national level.
I see.
We had several go pro. Two go pro within the area, which is Brandon Curry and Flex Lewis. We have two IFBB
Don't
pros.
Don't talk about those two boys. Yeah. I know who they are.
Yeah.
No.
Incredible guys.
They are.
Awesome
they are.
To have them
they're
in the
very
club.
Nice. But they're nice. But they're nice people. And I've actually had the opportunity to talk to them. And as you know, one of my great passions is not only helping the community, but helping ourselves and being healthy and eating well and eating wisely. And I've had the opportunity to speak to Flex. And, of course, he's Welsh and I'm English, so we've got a little bit of a conflict there. But, no, just kidding.
rivals there.
And Brandon, of course. But this isn't about lifting weights. This is about a particular, specific nutritional diet. And it's not even a diet. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle,
and
yes.
So what do you do at the holidays, Sean? Do you ever eat chocolate?
I do. I cheat just like the best of them.
Why is it cheating? It's not cheating.
Well, it depends on how much you eat. But I do. I enjoy the chocolate. You know, I like a Snickers every now and again. And you know, I think I had a half a brownie after my meal last night with my son, or right around a brownie or two, maybe a little bit more.
Right.
But you know, I enjoy those things, but in moderation. You know, you just don't want to go crazy with it. And I get that good wholesome food in first. And you know what? If you fill yourself up on good food, you're not going to want a whole lot of junk afterwards. So that's the thing. Get those good foods in, and then that, you know, that little bit of bad stuff can come in.
I got the green light to eat roast beef.
Yes.
Sweet potatoes. Right?
That's right.
Green beans.
Okay, what's last?
Well, there's a chocolate pie.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, there's chocolate or wine in there somewhere.
You know, you only live once, and you're going to enjoy those things, especially during the holidays. And the same things for the kids. But again, if you eat those good things first, you leave a little room for that other stuff. You know, you'll want a little bit of it. Yeah, everybody knows if you experience that. But if you start out with the bad stuff, you're just going to fill up on it, and that's all you want.
Tell us again a little bit more about what you're doing in the new year in terms of this family fitness promotion. And how the underprivileged, if they're not able to, you know, pay for their other three children, what do they need to do? Who do they need to see at the front desk?
A lot of we're trying to really promote families and big families. You know, we want the whole family, and we want the mom, the dad, the three kids. You know, mm-hmm. just scenario wise, mm-hmm. and bring them in. If you can't afford all the kids, bring them in. We're gonna do something for you. We're gonna make it work for you.
Right.
You know, we're gonna find a way to get all of you in the club and get you. We're gonna take it case by case. A lot of times, like the other day, I think we had a mother and a mother and a father came in, and they had three kids, and they could really only afford four, so we just threw the third child in for free.
Okay.
You know, a free membership. We do things like that a lot. You know, if they go ahead and sign up enough people. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things to where we take case by case, but we definitely try to reach out and do whatever we can, you know, for the people in Murfreesboro, and you know, we look forward to seeing everybody down in the club.
So what are you doing? Are you doing the Make-A-Wish again in the heat of the summer? What are you doing in the first part?
You know what? I think we might do the Make-A-Wish in the spring this time.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Okay, so what other things have you got coming up?
Well, again, we're just going to copycat. We'll do the Make-A-Wish, St. Mm-hmm. Jude's. We'll definitely do the breast care awareness. Everything that we've done this year, we will do again next year, including with all the elementary, middle schools, high school sponsorships. We will continue those, as we always have for the last couple years. And different things like Veteran Day celebrations. We're going to do a home empty. We just got through sponsoring the home empty bowls luncheon. We actually sponsor lunches for the homeless, to where we go in and we pay for lunches for the homeless. I think that's one of the best things that you can do.
Tell me a little bit more about that. You used a specific terminology. What was it called? Home?
It's called the home empty bowls luncheon.
Home Empty Bowls Luncheon.
That's the name of it.
I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Where was this?
It's out of Chevyville. It's based out of Chevyville.
Okay.
I believe one of my managers, Morgan, out of Chevyville, she's actually the one who has set this up. I need to learn a little bit more about it. This is just recent, something that she's done.
Okay.
But when she came to me with this, I was like, you know, absolutely, this is something we need to do. And this is just an example of little things that we do.
On a yearly basis.
Absolutely. We're doing kids child care workouts inside the actual child care of each facility, which is, it's free. Of course, the child care is free, so this is free. So instead of them just sitting there doing nothing, they're actually in there doing
activities,
instructional videos, workouts, jump rope, jumping jacks, things of that nature, you know.
Yeah.
And giving them something to do inside of there instead of just sit there watching TV.
Okay.
Just an
example. Miss Pat is one of the
incredible
one of the
yes.
ladies
yes.
at the Church Street, I mean Broad Street gym.
Yes.
And I've watched, you know, when I'm standing in line waiting to go in, I've seen out the corner of my eye, they are quite an active bunch in there.
They are.
But they're only young. I mean, they're like four and under.
They're young,
or five.
But they like doing things. Yes. They like doing things and interacting with the child care specialist inside the room and doing things like that.
Right. Well, we do the same thing over at Project Help with these children. They are a bundle of fun, and I was over there today, and I will be back on the air, I think, on December 29th, talking about Project Help. Sean, it was a pleasure having you in here today.
It's a pleasure being here.
I really do appreciate you coming in. And next time, I'll see you. I don't know. I'll see you in the gym, I guess.
I'll see you in the gym this evening, probably, because you never miss a day.
No. I was there this morning.
Oh, you're already there.
Okay, I've already been.
She still never misses a day, though. This is a diehard right here.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate it. Brian, are you back?
I am back. Carrie, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Sean had a lot to say. I thought it would be interesting for us to, you know, just keep an eye on what we're eating over the holidays. It's not a bad thing. I think we should all have a little indulgence, and at the same time, I think we should all
exercise. Usually keep an eye on it as it
goes into your mouth. Uh-huh. I know. Yeah. I'm watching mine too as it goes into my mouth. But anyway, Merry Christmas.
We will see you in 2011 one more time, I guess, right?
Yes, actually. I'm actually going to be interviewed.
Are you now?
I am.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Project Help.
We'll look forward to that.
Thank you.
Carrie Boylan joining us here in studio. And don't forget, you can check out WGNSradio.com for the podcast if you missed part of the show. And also check out her Facebook page. We've got it all linked up there. Back to wrap it all up here in just a second.